Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and CSN Mid-Atlantic, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. Visit PenFed.org for more details. Don't forget Tom Lavero joining us at 8:20 to talk about the Redskins, and Aaron Hawksworth, sports anchor for ABC 7 and News Channel 8, in studio with us starting at 9.
All right. So I'm sure some people are just, you know, disgusted by this, but what do you mean to tell you? We're adolescent. We have a terrible sense of humor.
Pretty much, yeah.
We're immature, and whenever these, you know, celebrity photos get leaked, as wrong as it is, and it is wrong, and I actually really feel bad more for Tiger than I do Lindsay. And Lindsay's pictures are way more graphic and way, you know, like out there. But she left it on her cloud. She left him on. I mean, it's her own fault. Tiger is a damn near innocent victim in this.
Well, she's just as innocent as him.
She is.
Doesn't matter what photo you take, you shouldn't be hacked into.
100% right. But you know that we have these crazy hackers out there that love to try to find these celebrity pics. If you were a celebrity, you'd think you'd have all that stuff deleted. Get it off the cloud.
Yeah, I
guarantee
know.
You, Tiger's cloud is butt clean. He's probably got some IT guy that mows through all his old stuff and makes sure that's gone.
Keep it clean.
Because as Valdez said, it's probably a gold mine.
I just don't understand how Celeb Jihad can get away with it.
They probably just have an I
got distracted. The guy that had this website, The Fappening, that's where the original iPhone, like remember like Jennifer Lawrence and like Scarlett Johansson and all that stuff? They were leaking those photos and videos all the time. That guy got sentenced to 18 years in federal prison, or 18 months in federal prison, and they took down his site. So, I don't know. Let's bang out some of these calls if people want to chime in. I know people are interested. People yesterday were telling me they wanted three segments on it.
Three?
We might be able to do two. Three might be a stretch.
It's max out of two.
Yeah. Let's go to Pablo.
I can't do three.
Two's plenty.
In Fairfax. Pablo, what's up? We got to get over this before our kids get up. Pablo.
Hey, Rick.
What's up, Pablo?
Hey, man. I want to add somebody to the Mount Dong Rushmore list. That I've been intrigued since, since he was playing for our team, and that's RG.
Like RG3, that's inevitable. With all of the selfies and everything he's doing with his girlfriend.
Yeah. You know they're out there.
100%.
It's just a matter of time.
He might even be one of those guys that inadvertently posts it. You know what I mean? You don't even need to hack into RG3.
Yeah, like it'll be like one of my butt tweets that I send out on a semi-regular
then
basis.
He'll say he was hacked.
Right.
But he was just kind of proud to tweet it.
Let's go to George. George probably upset with us. Hey, George,
what's up, buddy? Good morning, perverts.
Hey, what's up,
George?
I just called to say how much of perverts y'all are.
I mean, you're right.
Well, you know. I know I might be a hell of a pervert when it comes to women, but men and women?
Yeah.
Come on, girls.
Right. So if these...
I know, but this is Tiger. This is like a different level.
Right. If it was just any guy.
If it was just a regular golfer,
random guy.
I don't know. Yeah. If it was Brandon Marshall. Yeah,
George, you'd be butt-sized to see Ty Cobb's dong.
No, I wouldn't. Well, I like to see Dolly Parton and Liz Taylor.
Yeah, he's going back a ways.
There you go.
He's old school.
Dolly Parton.
But if it was give me a... just,
and Elizabeth Taylor.
Give me a regular golfer, I don't know.
Kevin anybody. Chappell.
Exactly. No one's going to care. Brandon Grace.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one cares.
I'd be sized.
Yeah, but when...
This is Tiger.
It's Tiger. It's the Holy Grail.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's the reason we're talking about it, is because it's Tiger, but I... obviously, the Vaughn picture is better.
Yeah, the Tiger picture, I'll be honest with you, is gross.
Yeah,
I actually found it to be disturbing. The Lindsay picks, though, are awesome.
They're really good.
Although I favor the Catherine McPhee picks. If you go to Celeb Jihad, it's just.
Do you think most celebs
unbelievable what's on there
have done that? If not all of them,
what do you mean?
Have sent pictures like that to?
I don't think it's a celebrity boyfriends. Thing. I think it's a people thing.
I get it. I'm just talking about celebs. So Jennifer Aniston, has she done that? Sandra Bullock, has she done that?
Probably.
Blake Lively, has
when
she
they're
done that?
when they're weak and they're sized, probably. And they travel all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they
and
do.
And they're away from, you know, their husbands or boyfriends or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blake was part of the Fapping, I believe.
Right.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Right.
Mm. Sorry, I missed
see,
those.
Jennifer Aniston might be a little more savvy. She strikes me as someone that knows that they're going to hack into her stuff. So she may not, but that doesn't mean she's not wild.
And that's also why we never thought we'd see Tiger.
Yeah, but Tiger's so calculated.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
He thinks about it all.
He thought he was being silly by not putting his face in there. But just a week ago, he put his body on social media when he was...
We should do a side-by-side comparison. Where he's holding the lobster.
Because I know somebody hit me up and they were like, how do you know it's Tiger? We just saw his chest... A week ago.
One picture he's holding a lobster, the other picture he's holding an eel.
Hey, I got one.
See, this is why Valdez loves these segments. He just loves the zingers.
I know.
He cares more about the zings than the actual content.
Of course. Eric, I got one.
He cares about the content, too.
You got one?
On Tiger level.
All right.
Tebow.
Oh, a Tebow. You can get a Tebow.
That's like an Onis Wagner.
Right? Tebow. But I just don't think. Do you think Tim, when his weakest moments is sent?
No, of course not. But that's why it's gotta be up there.
By the way, is Tebow still claiming to be a virgin? And God bless him if he is. But is,
I think so.
That's been kind of on a dull roar the last couple of years, right? I have a feeling he might have fallen off on that one.
There's no chance.
Huh?
No. I told you when I saw him in the Bahamas, he had a dime piece. Right. Walking with him back to the hotel room.
Right. Maybe they were just kissing.
Right.
Heavy padded.
Yeah, I think that virgin stuff is on the back burner. Mm. That's down to a dull roar. I don't think he's really claiming that anymore. So I guess it could be possible. A Tebow. Tebow might top a Tiger. But Tiger, you just now got to put a big red X on that one.
Yeah, it's been conquered.
Mm-hmm. So next up, Tebow. You think Tebow would be the next sort of the Holy Grail?
He's got to be on that list.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be people that we think we'll never see.
Right. I think eventually you're going to see a Bryce. That's inevitable.
Can someone explain how Celeb Jihad can't be sued for $1 billion?
I don't know.
Their attorneys are going after
them. I don't have that answer.
They sent them the scary cease and desist, and they're still there.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're giving them the finger.
They don't care.
I don't know how. Maybe it's run by, like, they think they can hide behind, like, IP addresses and all this stuff, and that they just can't track exactly who they are.
Who's running it.
Maybe that's the idea. Probably. I don't know. Let's go to Big John. John, what's up, buddy?
How are you guys doing?
Hello, John.
Hey,
I just realized this is the junkie solar eclipse right here, except in this case, you want the cloud.
What? Right. Right. I mean, I get it. We want the cloud. Everyone else was bitter when they saw the clouds.
Right.
Here we want the
cloud. We love the cloud when naked dong pics fall out of them. It's kind of our thing.
All right. When we come back, want to hear from people that want to chime in on the eclipse. How about another non-sports topic for you today on a Tuesday? Were you excited about the eclipse? I know going in a lot of you were. I told you it was going to be meh. But some people still thought it was really, really cool.
I want to know how many office parties there were, like rooftop office parties.
Well, there was one here.
Was there?
Yes.
Who flat out refused to go outside and take a peek? Because I will say, curiosity got the best of me and went out there two or three times. I wanted to see what all the, you know, what all the chaos was about.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go out there and look. But, you know, I was also scared. I had the glasses. But I looked at that thing for about 5 seconds, and I said, that's it. I'm not staring into that thing forever.
You had plenty.
My vision's way too valuable.
Of course it is. You need to see.
Trust these 10-cent glasses.
No.
And I definitely wasn't looking in any cereal box. No chance I was doing that.
No.
And I saw a lot of people had their kids doing that.
Yeah. I guess it worked.
All right. What'd you think of the eclipse? I thought it was a We'll take your calls when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.